Chapter 16. Ovar Dem came to me not long after Skilltalker was taken. I guess I should have been surprised that he was a man like me. I wasn't, not one bit. But I've never seen Tau obey a non-Tau like that before. Never. He came to me in his under armor. His face was troubled. "I'm sorry, Ovar Dem. I failed." I hung my head. I felt sick. My stomach kept turning over and over, and my mind went unbidden to all manner of tortures that Skilltalker would soon be subjected to. "Jathan calling," he said. I looked him in the eye. He must have been old. He had that look you get from good anti-gerontics, an ageless face sheltering old, old eyes. "I am Lucien Van Diem in our shared language. Please, call me Lucien. We are all equals in the eyes of the Tau Var." He had an accent to his Gothic. A Tau accent. "Lucien," I said. He smiled faintly in approval. "I came to reassure you, you are not to blame."
"How?"
I said. "Because the result of this entire deception was the kidnap and removal of poor El Skilltalker into Imperial custody. You performed admirably indeed, one might say a little too well. Your dedication to your duty almost resulted in the failure of the mission. As it was, we thought Skilltalker would never be taken. After observing you, and I am a very good judge of men, Jathan, I feared you might suspect that Atheliar was an Imperial agent, however reluctantly."
"But," I said, not believing it, "the attacks, the ambush, the Space Marines."
"We had to make the task as hard as possible while making it achievable," said Van Diem. "Or our opponents on the other side would have suspected something. The Raven Guard in particular are masters at this sort of action. But I trust even they were convinced. A shame that the Inquisition is now almost certainly aware that we know of their sleeper agents. Even so, I expect that the misinformation Skilltalker will feed the Imperium will set back their war effort substantially."
He sat beside me.
I watched as Earthcast medical staff carted a body sack containing Crix's mortal remains past.
"How can you be sure?"
"He's been extensively trained, and his memories have been manipulated. To all intents and purposes, he believes what he will tell them. Or at least he has convinced himself he does. If they find him out, well, we know about their plants within the Tau Var, like Othellia. Skilltalker would just even the score."
He stood.
"There are many kinds of shadow war. Not only the kind the likes of the Raven Guard prefer to fight. Skilltalker is a part of that war. He went gladly, of his own accord, in service of a higher ideal."
I remember the gesture he made at me as he stood in the lifeboat's closing door.
"Tau Var," I said glumly. "Tau Var," said the former Inquisitor. It was then that I noticed the tube built into the side of Lucien's underarmor. I've seen them before. A Nargi housing. You sometimes see them with the Ethereals. Lucien had a mind worm with him, ensconced in its own subaquatic environment, safe from our poisonous air. He caught me staring at it. He smiled at me, not entirely reassuringly.
"This? Do not be alarmed. This is Iluuzhan. He is my advisor."
"He's carried with you, Guio," I said, feeling a queasy horror. "Is he interfaced directly?" I was pushing my luck asking such a question.
"Of course," he replied. "All the better to advise me," said the ex-Inquisitor.
You have done well and proven yourself. We need more humans like you, who take the Tau Var completely to heart. Until that happens, we will not be able to do our best for the greater good of all. I will make recommendations for you in my report. Rest assured, they will be propitious. With the glowing praise Skilltalker lavished upon you, I think you have a bright future. Tau Var. With that, he walked out of the room and out of my life. Tau Var, I whispered back. I like to believe that the worm was there as an advisor, that the Aun had not put him under the creature's control, that Lucien was his own master and served the Tau Var of his own accord. If not, then I have to believe that it's all for the greater good anyway. What other choice do I have? I still feel responsible for Skilltalker, I mean. That it was my fault. I've been told again and again that it wasn't. But if I'd acted back on Mugulath Bay, then the whole scheme would never have come off, and he'd still be alive. I did what was expected of me. But was it the right thing? Was I good enough to be worthy of my own oaths? I wrestle with this still. I understand why I was used the way I was, but feeling and thinking, they're worlds apart from one another. I wonder, thinking back on that conversation on the Manta shortly before he was taken from us, if his wager with poor wee Kashoto was not actually a means to try and keep me out of all this. I don't know. What I do know is that Skilltalker was an example to us all. That's why, in part, I signed up for the vocal enhancement surgery. After 3 Tau Vier waiting, I'm finally slated to have the surgery next week. The Earthcast medics tell me it'll be 2 Tau Vier until I'll be able to speak, another 1 until I'm fit for duty, another 5 before I'll have mastered Tau No Por to a sufficient degree to fit in with the higher command ranks. Almost half a Tau Seer. But if it all works, then I'll be off, back across the Damocles Gulf, leading the first frontline Gwei Vesicada from the new conquest to fight on behalf of the Tau Var. I don't care that it will be against those who were my brothers. I relish it. Nothing's perfect. The Imperium certainly is not. The Commonwealth isn't either, but it is less cruel. If for no other reason than that a lesser evil is better than a greater one, I have pledged myself entirely to the cause. You are 5 castes, 1 people. But you are also now 12 species, 500,000 cultures. In spite of this, there remains for now 1 goal. I will do my utmost to ensure that that goal is fulfilled, for I have wholeheartedly made your goal my goal. Tau Var.
Recording 7999814. Gwei Vesa, Institute of Human Affairs, Louis Saloa, Bork An. Retrieval code 14A159. Personal Memoirs of Gwei Vesa Vre Dal Eith Jitten Colin. Gwei Vesa Auxiliary Diplomatic Protection, La Rua 8448. Ends.